This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A high-ranking Republican from the state legislature has jumped into the race to replace Congressman Ken Buck. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Representative Mike Lynch, who serves as minority leader at the Colorado House, has joined the crowded Republican primary field for the 4th congressional district. Lynch says he likes the job of legislating and has the experience needed to take it to the next level.
I've got a whole bunch of bills in this state with my name on them. Obviously, in being in the minority, you have to learn how to get things done, even though the odds aren't in your favor, and, you know, kind of a constant mission impossible.
There are 9 Republicans in the primary, including Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who is abandoning a run for re-election in her district to run in the 4th. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A local expert says Colorado's annual Christmas bird count shows how the state's bird population is changing along with the climate. This year's count began in mid-December and ends January 5th. Groups across the state are gathering to tally the number and species of birds in their area on a given day within that window. Ted Floyd of Lafayette edits Birding Magazine. He says the count has revealed a trend over the last several years.
As the climate gets, you know, warmer and drier in Colorado and elsewhere, we do see more and more birds that were formerly sort of farther south of us.
Christmas bird counts have been held across the Western Hemisphere since 1900. Greeley, Fort Collins, and Fort Morgan are some places under a dense fog advisory tomorrow morning. Expect low visibility and patchy freezing drizzle north and east of Denver. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.